Central Wellington Council has reviewed the results of its 2026 budget engagement survey, and residents didn't hold back in sharing what they want to see from the township next year. A month-long public engagement survey gathered input from more than 160 people this fall, asking them where the township should focus its spending and what kind of value they feel they're getting for their tax dollars. The feedback was presented to council this week by Treasurer Adam McNabb as part of the early stages of the 2026 budget process. When asked which tax-supported services are most important, the top five were roads and bridges, parks, sports fields and trails, winter snow plowing and removal, recreational programs and services, and a tie between fire and rescue and growth management. Residents also said that if more resources are needed, the top three areas deserving additional funding are roads and bridges, growth management, and parks and trails, all seen as central to maintaining quality of life as the community continues to grow. But opinions were split on how to pay for those priorities. Respondents were given several options, from raising taxes to expanding or modernizing services, to cutting back to maintain or reduce tax or increase user fees for programs. No single option stood out, showing residents are divided on the best financial path forward. Overall, about 58% of those surveyed said they believe they're getting fair or better value for their municipal tax dollars. The written feedback also revealed recurring themes. The most common concerns were affordable housing, lower taxes, and the need for controlled, sustainable growth. Residents also highlighted infrastructure, tourism, and access to green spaces and recreation as key community needs. Council will use this feedback as it begins finalizing the 2026 budget over the coming months. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.